Hello, and welcome to GCSE Sociology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in your WJET specification, social control. Now, if you're sitting your GCSE Sociology exam, this topic is absolutely crucial. Social control is all about how society maintains order, how we learn to follow rules, and what happens when we don't. And here's the thing. Examiners love about this topic. It's everywhere. From your family telling you to tidy your room, to the police enforcing the law, social control shapes every aspect of our lives. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the key concepts, explore the agencies and mechanisms of control, look at the big theoretical debates between functionalists and Marxists, and I'll give you some killer exam tips to help you pick up those top marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Right, let's start with the basics. Social control refers to the methods and mechanisms that regulate individual and group behavior, leading to conformity and compliance with the rules of society. Simple, right? But here's where it gets interesting for your exam. Social control comes in two main forms, formal and informal. And this distinction is absolutely critical. Examiners will award marks specifically for you being able to differentiate between these two types. Formal social control is carried out by official agencies with legal authority. Think police, courts, prisons, and even schools in their official capacity. These agencies use codified rules, written laws, and official sanctions. When the police arrest someone, when a judge sentences a criminal, when a school gives you a detention that goes on your record, that's formal control in action. Informal social control, on the other hand, is carried out by agencies without legal authority. This includes your family, your peer groups, the media, and religious institutions. The mechanisms here are much more subtle. We're talking about approval and disapproval, praise and criticism, inclusion and ostracism. When your mates make fun of your outfit, when your parents give you that disappointed look, when your religious community praises you for volunteering, that's informal control. Now, here's a common mistake students make, and I want you to avoid it. Informal control is not weak control. In fact, for most of us, most of the time, informal control is far more powerful than formal control. Think about it. How often are you actually worried about being arrested versus how often you're worried about what your friends think of you? Peer group ostracism, being excluded or rejected by your social circle, can be devastating. That's real power. Let's talk about sanctions, because this is another area where you can pick up easy marks. Sanctions are the rewards and punishments used to enforce social control. They come in four types, and you need to know all four. Positive formal sanctions are official rewards. Certificates, qualifications, promotions, acquittals in court. Negative formal sanctions are official punishments. Fines, imprisonment, community service, expulsion from school. Positive informal sanctions are unofficial rewards. Praise from parents, acceptance by peers, social approval, respect from your community. Negative informal sanctions are unofficial punishments. Criticism, disapproval, ostracism, guilt, shame. In your exam, whenever you give an example of social control, you must label it. Don't just say going to prison. Say imprisonment is a negative formal sanction. Don't just say being grounded. Say grounding is a negative informal sanction applied by the family during primary socialization. That specificity is what gets you into the higher mark bands. Now let's talk about the agencies of social control, because examiners love to test whether you understand who controls and how they control. The family is the primary agent of informal control. Through primary socialization, families teach children the norms and values of society. They use positive sanctions like praise and affection, and negative sanctions like disapproval and punishment. The family is where we first learn right from wrong. Peer groups become increasingly important as we get older. They enforce conformity through acceptance and rejection. If you've ever changed your behavior to fit in with a group, you've experienced peer group control. And remember, this can be incredibly powerful, especially during adolescence. Education has a dual role. Schools are formal institutions with official rules, sanctions, and records. But teachers and classmates also exert informal control through approval, encouragement, and social pressure. This dual nature makes education a really interesting case study. The police are always a formal agency. This is important. Even when police officers are doing community policing, chatting with locals, building relationships, they are still formal agents of social control. They have legal authority, they can arrest, they enforce the law. Don't fall into the trap of calling them informal just because they're friendly. The courts and judiciary interpret laws and impose formal sanctions. Prisons carry out those sanctions through incarceration and rehabilitation programs. The media shapes public opinion, reinforces norms, and provides role models. And religion provides moral guidance and a sense of community, using the promise of spiritual rewards and the threat of divine punishment. Now, here's where it gets really interesting for your higher mark questions, the theoretical perspectives. Functionalists like Durkheim argue that social control is necessary for social order. They see it as a positive function that maintains value consensus, the shared agreement on norms and values that hold society together. From this perspective, agencies of social control work for the benefit of everyone. They socialize us into shared values, they punish deviants to reinforce boundaries, and they maintain a stable, predictable society. Functionalists would say that without social control, we'd have enemy, a state of normlessness and chaos. Marxists, however, see social control very differently. They argue that social control serves the interests of the ruling class. Laws are made by the powerful to protect their wealth and maintain their dominance. The police and courts enforce these laws, which means they're essentially protecting capitalism and class inequality. From a Marxist perspective, social control is about coercion, not consensus. It's about keeping the working class in line, preventing rebellion, and maintaining an exploitative system. This debate, consensus versus conflict, is gold for evaluation questions. If you get a question asking, how far do you agree that social control benefits everyone in society, you can structure your entire answer around this functionalist versus Marxist debate. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, command words. Describe means give me 2 developed features with supporting detail. Explain why means give me multiple causes or reasons and, crucially, link them together. Show how they connect. How far do you agree or evaluate means give me a balanced argument with evidence on both sides and then make a clear judgment. Second, always define social control in your introduction. Examiners love to see you establishing the parameters of your answer right from the start. Something like, social control refers to the mechanisms that regulate behavior and maintain social order through formal and informal means. Third, use sociological terminology. Don't say being left out. Say ostracism. Don't say learning right and wrong as a kid. Say primary socialization. Don't say everyone agreeing. Say value consensus. This vocabulary signals to the examiner that you know your stuff. Fourth, every example needs a label, formal or informal, positive or negative, agency and mechanism. This specificity is what separates a level 2 answer from a level 3 or level 4 answer. Fifth, for evaluation questions, structure your answer as functionalism versus Marxism or consensus versus conflict. This gives you a clear framework and ensures you're hitting those AO3 evaluation marks. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't conflate informal with weak. Don't call the police an informal agency. Don't give anecdotal examples without using sociological terms. Don't write narratively, just describing what happens. Examiners want analysis, explanation, evaluation. Quickfire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Let's test your knowledge. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question to answer in your head. Question 1. What are the 2 main types of social control? Formal and informal. Question 2. Name 3 agencies of formal social control. Police, courts, prisons, or schools in their formal capacity. Question 3. What is the term for being rejected or excluded by your peer group? Ostracism. Question 4. Which theoretical perspective sees social control as maintaining value consensus for the benefit of all? Functionalism. Question 5. Which perspective sees social control as a tool of the ruling class to maintain inequality? Marxism. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the fundamentals of social control, the difference between formal and informal control, the 4 types of sanctions, the key agencies from family to police to media, and the big theoretical debate between functionalists who see control as beneficial and Marxists who see it as oppressive. Remember, this topic is all about specificity. Label your examples. Use sociological terminology. Link agencies to mechanisms. And for those big evaluation questions, structure your argument around theoretical perspectives. Social control is everywhere in your life, and it's everywhere in your exam. Master this topic, and you're setting yourself up for success. Thanks for listening to GCSE Sociology Essentials. Keep studying, keep practicing, and I'll see you next time. Good luck with your exams.